Thank you very much for coming to Yamaha Corporation's Analyst and Investor Briefing on the second quarter of the fiscal year ending March 31, 2017. Thank you also for your continuous understanding of our company's business. Now I will give you an explanation about our second quarter results. First, I will give you an overview of the performance in the first half of the year. As you can see here, in summary, although sales declined year on year, the operating income increased for the fifth consecutive year. First half operating income amounted to 24.6 billion yen, with musical instruments and audio equipments both achieving record levels of income. The decline in sales was chiefly due to the impact from exchange rates, which was 22.4 billion yen, and the transfer of our music school operations to Yamaha Music Foundation in July last year, which had an impact of 4.2 billion yen. If these are excluded, there was actually an increase in sales. The musical instruments segment showed strong growth, especially in Europe and China, in the first quarter of the year. The second quarter was not as strong, since the first quarter is impacted by how much sales we achieved in March, meaning it depends on how we performed in the previous year, so in that sense we achieved major growth in the first quarter, while the second quarter showed signs of settling down. Having said that, in the first half as a whole, we still achieved double-digit year-on-year growth in China and achieved solid growth in Europe and North America. In the audio equipment segment, we grew by double digits year-on-year in the Japanese, European, and Chinese markets, mainly driven by AV products and professional audio or PA equipments. In the others segment, sales of industrial machinery and components declined, but were still broadly in line with expectations. One characteristic of this period is our decision to close the resort facility operations in the second quarter of the year. As part of restructuring costs, we recorded 5.4 billion yen in extraordinary loss following accounting procedures. This resulted in a lower net income compared to our previous projection. This is what it looks like in a summary table. The net sales declined, but all other lines show positive income growth. Compared to the previous projection, as I said earlier, the net income is down after recording an extraordinary loss. As you can see, the exchange rate had a major impact on that, with the yen appreciating by 17 yen compared to the previous year. We achieved an increase in income, overcoming the strong yen situation. These are the details. The exchange rate had a 22.4 billion yen year-on-year negative impact on net sales, as I mentioned earlier. Therefore, the numbers show a decline after covering the currency impact, if you compare the numbers in yen. However, if you exclude the currency impact, musical instruments grew by 104% year-on-year and audio equipment by 109%. There was a 6.3 billion yen negative impact on the operating income, but we were able to cover that amount and still end the period with positive growth. This is the comparison with the previous period. As I said before, there was a 6.3 billion yen negative impact from exchange rates. In addition, the increase in labor cost at overseas factories is still continuing. Although we saw these impacts, there was an actual decrease in SG&A, and there were adjustments in the selling prices. In other words, in order to respond to the currency rate, we increased prices for strong products and changed the model mix. The effect from that can be seen here. I said before that musical instruments grew by 104% in net sales, which resulted in growth in both revenues and income. But there was also an increase in factory production, which had a 5 billion yen positive impact. And furthermore, there was a 2.3 billion yen in cost reduction. And all of these positive factors combined was more than enough to cover the negative impacts related to the currency rates and increase in manufacturing costs. When compared with previous projections, these are the numbers which are a result of tightly controlling SG&A expenses in anticipation of a tougher currency situation. Now I will look at each business in more detail. I'll start with the musical instruments business. Sales decreased from the same period of the previous year, but income rose. I've been talking about the actual sales being robust, achieving 104% against the previous year. The Chinese and European markets recorded strong sales, and North American market was also robust. As I said before, since the first quarter was extremely strong, with positive growth in Europe exceeding 120% and in China with 119% or almost 120% growth, we didn't achieve those sorts of levels in the second quarter, but still maintained solid growth. If you look at the products, guitar sales were brisk, especially with the launch of the new series of acoustic and electric guitars. Digital musical instruments did well too. Digital pianos in particular were strong and expanded sales throughout the world. Piano sales were also good in places like China. Therefore, net sales increased in actual terms, and with the progress of cost reductions, we were able to increase operating income. Next, I'll talk about audio equipments. The Japanese, European, and Chinese markets all recorded double-digit growth in actual terms. What drove this growth was PA equipments and AV products, both of which achieved actual growth, close to double digits. Operating income increased due to higher actual sales, cost reductions, and decline in SG&A expenses, including the decrease in amortization of goodwill as a result of write-offs we did last year. With regard to the others segment, sales were down in the first half of the year due to slower sales of industrial machinery and components, mainly electronic devices. Last year, there was a special demand for these products when we responded to regulatory changes for amusement equipments and made early shipments, which impacted sales last year. Since that is gone, there was a decline in sales, but on the other hand, strong sales of new golf products compensated for lower electronic device sales, keeping operating income at a similar level as the previous year's first half figures. That was the overview for the first half of the year. Now I will talk about the outlook for the second half and the full year. For the second half of the year, no major change in outlook has been made for sales of musical instruments and audio equipments. Compared to previous projections, however, the audio equipment business is expected to slow down for the AV products, especially network audios, and for the ICT device business. The ICT device business is slowing down due to lower OEM orders. With regard to the others segment, the resort facility Tsumagoi will cease operation in December, so we will not have revenues from that business in the fourth quarter. Therefore, overall segment sales are expected to decline. With regard to the exchange rate, the previous forecast was 105 yen against the dollar and 115 yen against the euro. We have looked at recent situations and changed our forecast to 100 yen against the dollar and 110 yen against the euro, which is a 5 yen change for each currency toward a stronger yen. As a result, this is our full year forecast. full-year sales projection has been revised downward from the previous projection to reflect altered exchange rate assumptions. With regard to incomes, due to strong first-half incomes and expectations for continuous cost reductions, we maintain the previous projection of 42 billion yen for operating income and ordinary income. Net income attributable to owners of the parent company, or the bottom line in other words, has been revised downward to 41 billion yen due to the extraordinary loss from restructuring expenses associated with the resort facilities. This is the summary table. As I just mentioned, net sales will be down slightly, but operating income and ordinary income are maintained. The exchange rate is changed by 5 yen compared to the first half of the year. We do have some forward contracts, so this is actually the average for the full year. With the 5 yen change in the second half, the exchange rate for the full year will look like this. Net sales are down due to the currency translation effect, but operating income has been unchanged, which means that there will be a 0.2% gain in the operating income ratio compared to the previous projection. In our midterm plan, we announced that we want to raise the operating margin from 9% to 12% by making a 1-point improvement each year, and we expect to achieve that target this year. This is the full-year forecast for each business segment. There is a slight decline, but all segments will end in positive growth if we exclude the currency impact. With regard to the operating income, the full-year negative impact from the exchange rates will be 13.8 billion yen, but we expect to grow the operating income compared to the previous year, even after offsetting the negative currency impact. This is the full-year operating income compared with the previous year and with previous projections. Compared with the previous year, like I said before, there will be a 13.8 billion yen negative impact from exchange rates. Increase in labor costs from factories will have a 2.1 billion yen minus impact. By actual reduction in SG&A, revision of selling prices, actual increase in sales and reduction in costs, which is the same structure we are continuing from the first half, we expect to achieve 42 billion yen in operating income at the end of the year. This is the comparison with the previous projections. Since we revised the currency assumption by 5 yen in the direction of a stronger yen, there will be a 1.2 billion yen negative impact. The impact is less due to the period being shorter. There is a 0.2 billion yen in increase in labor cost at the overseas factories, which is offset by lower SG&A, especially selling expenses, which we have cut from the first half of the year. The savings achieved in the first half is brought here. However, if we subtract that number, in the second half, we will be spending the SG&A expenses as originally planned. This year, we want to spend marketing expenses strategically and continue to invest steadily in marketing. This is the full-year projection for musical instruments. It is generally in line with the previous projection. The difference in numbers is mainly due to the exchange rate. With regard to the markets, the Chinese market is still strong, continuing to show double-digit growth. So we think that the growth will be at the same level as the first half of the year. With regard to products, sales of digital pianos and guitars were strong in the first half, and we expect to keep up the momentum in the second half. This is the forecast for the musical instrument business, broken down into regions and quarters. The darker colors represent the actual results. The bottom section is the first quarter, and above that is the second quarter, and so on. Here is Japan, North America, Europe, China, and other regions. As you can see, we maintained double-digit growth in China in the first half of the year. In Europe, there was a year-on-year decline in the second quarter as a reaction from the strong first quarter, but for the entire first half of the year, we achieved 109% by maintaining brisk sales. North America is also solid at 105%. Japan numbers are expressed slightly differently. Actual growth was 81%, but if we exclude the transfer of the music school business, growth was 96%, or as a total segment, 97% in the first half of the year. For the second half, we expect positive growth in North America, especially in the third quarter, and positive year-on-year growth in Europe as well as China. In the first half of the year, although we achieved 107% or 108% in the first quarter, we ended the first half at 104% for the entire segment after adding the first and second quarter results. We think the same trend will continue for the full year with similar growth rates. Next, I'll talk about the audio equipment business. As we saw with musical instruments, the exchange rate is up by 17 yen, which has a negative impact on the net sales when translated into yen. On the other hand, income projections remain unchanged due to a better model mix as planned and expected cost reductions and increase in actual sales. Strong sales are being achieved and are expected for AV products, professional audio equipments, and routers in particular. And we think these product groups can achieve double-digit growth. This is the actual and forecasted sales of the audio equipment by region and quarter. As you can see, in the first half of the year, Japan grew by 114%, Europe by 111%, and China by 110%, which was very strong growth. In North America, also, we achieved high growth of 109%. In the other regions, especially in Latin America, there was some impact from the macro economy, and we struggled to achieve year-on-year growth. But otherwise, we achieved very strong growth in all other regions. We think the same trend will continue into the second half of the year. I'd like to mention one point about China where we've entered some negative numbers. This is actually not because of lower audio equipment sales in China, but is related to the OEM products that our subsidiary is producing, as I mentioned earlier. We are getting lower orders for the second half of the year from our customer for this product, and since the OEM delivers the product to China, we added that number here. Due to that situation, this number shows negative growth. However, the general trend continues to be strong. So even though in the full year we will see declines for OEM products in ICT devices, we expect to end the full year at 106% growth. These charts show the musical instruments and audio equipment sales in more detailed product categories. With regard to musical instruments, we have pianos, digital musical instruments, wind instruments, and string and percussion instruments. In the previous year, wind instruments was a big driver of this segment. Especially in North America, sales were robust, and even in Japan, there was growth due to binge shopping. However, for this year, we have developed a very moderate plan. Pianos in particular are mainly sold in the Chinese market, and although we do see slower personal consumption as people tighten their wallet strings, we still see strong demand related to bids. So sales are still solid, and that is why we have entered these numbers. Digital musical instruments can be generally categorized into three product groups: the electone, which is a three-level keyboard instrument, digital pianos, and a single-level keyboard instrument, which is a lower-cost instrument, which we call portable keyboards. Unfortunately, we were unable to see any significant growth in electrons in spite of some effects from new products. On the other hand, digital piano sales are growing worldwide. We think our unit sales are outpacing the market, and therefore we think we have gained market share. The net growth is 104%. As for string and percussion instruments, we were unable to achieve strong growth in this area in the past, but we are now seeing the effects from new branding initiatives associated with the new product launches we did last year for guitars, such as acoustic guitars and electric guitars. These products are achieving very strong sales, especially in the first half of the year when we saw double-digit growth. In the third quarter, we expect to continue growth at 112%. With regard to audio equipments, which are largely categorized into AV products, which are consumer products, PA products for professional use, and ICT devices, which are a more recent addition, we want you to understand these first two categories because they account for the major portion of the sales. The PA equipment is the product we want to develop into a growth driver. In the first and second quarters, we achieved 112% growth. Our aim was to reach double-digit growth, and we ended up growing faster than our expectation. For the second half of the year, in the third quarter, and especially in the fourth quarter, we have a somewhat conservative view. It says 109%, but we are planning our work to achieve 110% for the full year. With regard to AV products, in the first half of the year, we introduced the Music Cast, which is a type of connected audio, which contributed to a big surge in sales. The second half numbers are developed with some level of conservatism, and therefore, we are projecting these numbers. The others segment accounts for less than 10% of the company's total sales, so the size isn't large enough to have a significant impact on the entire business. With regard to net sales, we are generally in line with plans, but the number is down slightly from 37 billion to 35 billion yen because there are some opaqueness to each of the businesses in the second half of this year, which calls for some conservatism. Income projections remain unchanged, and we plan to end the year in line with our plan. This is the inventory situation. The inventory level was 94.5 billion yen at the end of the first half of the year, which looks lower than the previous year. This is actually because of the major impact from the exchange rate, and the inventory level has actually come up. The reason for higher inventories is mainly because of more musical instruments, such as pianos, which are made in preparation for sales in the second half. Inventory of digital pianos is higher too. Digital piano sales are growing rapidly, and since we want to even out production levels, we are making digital pianos ahead of plans. As a result, the first half inventory level is higher than that of the same period last year. We are raising inventory levels for both musical instruments and AV products ahead of the year-end selling season. With regard to PA equipments, inventory levels are higher because we originally anticipated higher sales, but ended up slightly short of achieving it. However, we do expect sales to be strong toward the end of the fiscal year, and as we will gradually lower productions in our factories, and since we are also aware of the exchange rate situation, the plan going forward is to bring down inventory levels to the same level as last year. Lower factory production levels have already been factored into these profit and loss numbers. With regard to capital expenditure, there is a major growth compared to the previous period. This is because of investment into factories as well as strategic investment into the development area, as we explained when we announced the midterm plan. We are progressing in line with plans for these investments and the construction of buildings. R&D expenses remain generally in line with plan. Although there are some changes to the numbers, we believe that they are very small. As a result, we are generally progressing in line with our plans. Lastly, I'd like to talk about the balance sheet. A major change is the reduction of fixed assets. This is due to a low valuation of shares of Yamaha Motor Company that we own at the end of September. Total assets are down slightly because we did some share buybacks, but since we are steadily increasing profits compared to the end of last year, in March 2016, the net assets are expected to grow. That concludes the overview. Thank you very much.